Let's go to Giles Beckford. I imagine the New Zealand dollar to get a little nudge from that China deal yesterday.
Perhaps it's all looking pretty positive, although it was largely settled a year ago. So this is really just the formal signing. There are no last-minute surprises. But yeah, there's some... in the end, there's some benefit to New Zealand in terms of dairy in particular, timber, as we were hearing there. And if the streamlining of trade procedures is easier... Yeah. Because we all know the holdups that occurred out of last in the last minutes on Chinese waterfronts, then that will be generally beneficial. So, look, any freeing up and any easing of trade and facilitating of it is positive for the currency on the edges.
And in terms of markets, how are they looking? I mean, that dollar, just tell me, why is that dollar looking very strong at the moment?
Essentially, it's a softer US dollar. The dollar, in most respects, it's the US dollar that sets the tone. People looking to further stimulus measures, what the Federal Reserve will be doing, the pace of economic recovery, all of which is weighing against the US dollar in the current environment. On Wall Street, it's a little bit more positive. All in the black, but basically biding time. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 20 points. The NASDAQ is up 17. That's about a tenth of a percent. And the S&P 500 is marginally higher. Our own top 50 index starts today 13,323. It fell 76 points yesterday. On the currency front, talking about strong currency, 72.4 US cents the Kiwi, 93.4 Australian, 52.7 British pence, 0.595 euro, 75 Japanese yen, and 4.68 yuan. Brent crude oil is a whisker under $56 a barrel. Gold down $5 at $1,849 an ounce. We'll update those numbers, bring you all the breaking business news around 12:20 in midday reports.
Thank you very much, Giles Beckford.